Good morning. It's Wednesday morning. What day is it? 29th, I think so. Yeah, Wednesday the 29th, 7:59 a.m. 30 degrees at the airport, 32, 34, something like that in my neighborhood. Oh yeah, it's cold. It's not as cold as it's going to be. But yeah, it's cold. It's a chilly morning. And I'm running a little bit late. We didn't take the kid to school this morning, so I sat and chatted a little longer at the keyboard and got underway a little bit later. But I did get underway. That's the important part. And here I am. Here I am. So yesterday's big do was I got Zephyr's call converted to latex. I got a latex. I've got to get the file back and load it up into Lick so that I can generate the PDF. I'll need to assign an ISBN number to this one. Ravenwood has a CreateSpace ISBN number, and I left it. I would have had to reissue it as a second edition, and I didn't want to do that. So we'll just leave it as it is. And we'll call that good. At least for now. Maybe later I'll reissue it as a second edition. We'll see. But Zephyr's Call and Hermit of Lummis would both get fresh Durandus ISBN numbers. So I'll need to get those codes set and finalize the covers for those. I'm going to take some pictures of the share books today because this is the first time I've had all six titles all in paper ever. And it's quite a stack. I knew owner share was going to be pretty fat. I wasn't quite prepared for just how fat. The thing is huge. And remember, this is in a 6x9 format, so it's in a trade format paperback edition. It's rather astonishing, even to me. So I thought I would take a picture of the six books laid out and then stack them up in order and take a picture of the spines so that you can see what the difference is. And yeah, I got a little wordier the longer I went. There's still people who are going to hate that last book. I understand. There's a lot to dislike. The people who complain about the plot, I really do understand that, this plot, over and above what happens to Greta, the plot is difficult because the books are only told first person, Ishmael Wong point of view. And so he's not in on a lot of things. So there are a lot of odd happenings that are a bit, I don't know, they're not as strong as I might have liked. I do like the plot, even if it's not fully explicated in the story. There's a lot more that's going on than we've actually discovered or explored yet, which is why the next three books are so important. Fingers are cold. It's really quite chilly out. Oh, and I got my corned beef hash and eggs yesterday. I'm gonna have to do that again today, I think, because it's it tasted good and it lasted pretty much all morning. So I had a hearty breakfast, and the result was that I wasn't snacking all morning, which is a good thing. Snacking is a problem. What I need to do is snack less, eat better during my meals. And that will help with a lot of things. Oh, so what else am I thinking about today? Still thinking a little bit about CIFWA. Talking about Goodreads on the threads, on the posts, talking on my morning walk blog. And yeah, whoever made the, and I apologize for not being able to pull your name up right away, but yeah, Goodreads, and I think it might have been Tara. But Goodreads is exactly the kind of discovery that I think is, it's sort of what they're trying to get at. But the problem is that they are, the people who are trying to organize this sort of directory structure aren't, what they're trying to do is point readers at the other authors who are participating in the directory. And yeah, you're right, it is. It's Goodreads. But the people who are on Goodreads aren't just authors. They're not just any authors. They're pretty much anybody. And so, and many of them are, I suspect, like me, authors who have, let's just say, felt that the author welcome, justifiably, on Goodreads is somewhat less than enthusiastic. And while I know that there are authors who are quite active there and quite well-respected and tend not to feel the wrath of the Goodreads bullies, the risks involved in being an author on Goodreads are not insignificant. The challenge is to be there as a reader, only as a reader, and the problem is that I'm clearly identified as an author, so I have to be a little bit careful. Well, I may spend some time there because I got the Goodreads app on my phone and I was scanning my library, ISBN by ISBN, which is an amusing exercise, if somewhat frustrating. But yeah, it could be something I want to do. I don't know. I've got to get Zephyr's Call put together and uploaded so that I can get the permissions going, get the approval from Amazon to get a galley incoming for Zephyr's Call. I should have Ravenwood by Friday. And I should have hit the head before I left, because now I'm really in a hurry to get home. So yeah, kid didn't go to school today. She got up with a little fever. She's having a little bit of trouble today, so we will keep her home. We've got a doctor's appointment this afternoon anyway, so it would have only been a partial day to begin with. And so we'll bite that bullet. I wish there were more I could do for her, but the biggest problem is that she's a teenager, and I can't. It's really something only time is going to fix. Eventually, she'll grow out of being a teenager, and then she can be an angsty young adult. Monk post. Oh, my fingers warmed up finally. Getting enough warmth built up inside the jacket that it's radiating out finally. So yeah, I don't have a lot to talk about today. I didn't read anything that interesting yesterday. Didn't do anything that interesting yesterday. It was just a day. Got some work done. Stayed pretty much on schedule. What am I reading? What am I reading? I got a sample of Ready Player One. And it's not bad. It was on a BookBub, and I may have missed a sale by now, but it was marked down from $14.95 or whatever the heck the ebook was. It was like $3.99. So yeah, that was. Everybody's been talking about Ready Player One, and I thought, well, this could be cool. It could be fun. So I started it, and I didn't get to the buy link before I said, just another dystopia. I don't have any patience for it. It's pretty well written. I enjoyed it. There were a lot of cultural references that were fun, because I'm that age. Actually, I'm a little old for that age, but still. It's fun. It didn't keep my attention. It just left me kind of cold. It's like, okay. So I don't know what I'm reading at the moment. I picked up in the last week or so. I've picked up a half a dozen books that are all in my list. I was looking at Eduardo Suastegui's catalog. The sequel to Dead Beef is called Pink Ballerina, and I may pick that one up. I know at least one of you has picked up Dead Beef. I'll be interested to see. Yeah, there are some typos. You'll find some typos. So the one that stuck. There's a couple that stick out. One that I can actually remember is sales, and it's the wrong sale. But other than that, I mean, they're relatively minor. They're largely innocuous. Just keep reading. You can't ever pit them all out. I know I've still got typos in Quarter Share, and that's been edited I don't know how many times by thousands of people who have sent me typo reports, and I still get fresh ones. And there's a lot fewer, I'll give you that. There's a heck of a lot fewer, but there's still typos. If it's good enough for Stephen King, it's good enough for me. Stephen King has a button on his blog, which is where I got the idea, so that readers who find typos can report them, and then they can get fixed. And I will have to fix Quarter Share again, because the books that I ordered, I gave to my wife, and she found a typo within 5 minutes, in both Quarter Share and Half Share, I think. They're not in the actual story, they're in the dedication, which is kind of embarrassing. I know there was a typo in the dedication for Ownershare from the beginning. And she read it and she liked the dedication, but it wasn't until she got... I don't know. Actually, I don't think it was her. It was somebody else. It was a reader who reported the typo in the dedication. And that was after my wife actually had her copy. So yeah, that was in correcting the one, I apparently made another. Go figure. Anyway. It's quite a lovely morning. It is cold, but it is... Sun's up now. It's shining on me. I'm getting a little... very welcome harmful solar radiation this morning. So between the wind and the rain, it's, we've lost a lot of leaves. You can tell the morning photograph, the trees that just a few weeks ago had very colorful leaves on them are now bare. There's nothing there. Big tree on the corner has lost its leaves, although the big maple by my house is still got some leaves. I need to get out and mow. I need to put that on next Monday's to-do list for the chores, the chore day on Monday. Lovely morning. Knees are sore. I'm not sure quite why. Left knee is giving a little bit of trouble. It's not like I'm burning up the sidewalk here. The pace that I've been keeping is barely 18 minutes a mile without being spurred on by Endomondo, which is actually running. I don't get the audio updates because it interrupts the recording, which I find quite tedious. I was like, really? Seriously? I just didn't do this on the old phone. If the old phone didn't work, so I really had a whole lot of choice. At any rate, 8:18 a.m. How are we doing, Endomondo? 37:39, 2 miles. Yeah, that's pretty close, 37 minutes. 38 would be 19, so yeah, it's 18 and a half minutes a mile or more. But, you know what? Close enough, that's what I say. Do I want to stop my workout? Yes, I do. What else would I like to stop? Oh, well, what I'd like to do is stop the recording. But before I do that, I have to say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.